This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Right? We want to make sure that you have the information you need, that you really you have the ability to fight back by having the information you need to fight back. A lot of you scream and yell based on what, you don't know, based on what you find on Twitter or Facebook. Don't do that. Don't be them. Don't do that. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. If you go up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, and take the poll. But there's a lot more going on there as well. I want you to be able, you know, the stories up there that we've posted, there's ways to get involved with other groups, other things that we're promoting and supporting. There's events going on all over the place. You could spend the whole week going to event after event after event. You don't have to. Really that simple. You know, there's just so much crazy stuff going on. I can have so much fun just on the college campuses alone. You would think nothing was there, right? You would think there's nobody there, so it's no big deal. So when you actually start checking into what the teachers are saying and what they're doing, you just have to scratch your head and say, I cannot believe this. I can't believe this is going on. And parents aren't involved or engaged in it. The professor, I love this, tweeted in response to Trump's decision to waive his supporters outside Walter Reed Medical Center. She said she would have restrained him and tied him down to his bed. They are so afraid of you. And you guys don't realize this. You've been afraid of them for eons. They are so afraid of you that you would figure their game out. First off, I've been telling you for a long time, this is not just a game. This is a fight. I believe it to be a spiritual one, but it's definitely a physical battle as well. They want to take your rights away from you. Now, they'll tell you, no, that's really not what we want to do, but they do. See, free speech, for them, it really isn't free speech. It's free speech to them is their ability to tell you what they think you should be able to say or not say. That's free speech. They'll decide what's hateful and what's not. Come on, let that sink in. So, free, again, these things, I'm going to write a book called The Democrat Thesaurus. Is there any way you're going to be able to figure out what it is that they're talking about? I'm floored at some of the stuff that I'm reading. Well, wait a minute, that can't mean that. Visiting George Washington University professor and medical doctor Lena Nguyen tweeted in response to President Donald Trump's decision to leave Walter Reed Medical Center and greet his supporters, saying that she would have had security physically restrain him or force him to undergo psychiatric evaluation. Of course. You know why? These people are weak. They are weak. They don't understand what a fighter does. They don't understand what a leader does. They think because they have a PhD or a college degree, they're smarter than the rest of us. Let me tell you what. I know a lot of idiots with diplomas. I know a lot of idiots with doctorates. My dad used to say, you know, book smart, but street stupid. It's a true statement. president had been at Walter Reed right since Friday, tested positive. And people started gathering outside his hospital room. Said hotel room, not what I meant. Right? And again, people went there to show him they loved him. You just heard a few minutes ago the doctor say that, man, they were outside praying for him and others. But the psychiatric care one is the one I'd like. How come none of these people who are so concerned about Trump's health are not concerned about another man that can't remember where he's at, can't string two sentences together, can't tell you what his game plan is, but not because he doesn't have one, because he might. We'll just never know it. The man's got everybody, or anybody who's being honest with themselves and sees him speak, has seen him at several events, seen his energy level, know he's got issues. But nobody questions him. Nobody questioned Hillary Clinton when she looked like she had several seizures on the campaign trail. Nobody questioned that. Not on the left, anyhow. Thank God the president didn't sneeze. They would have had him have another rare disease that hadn't even been defined yet. This is how dishonest they are. People, it's a fight. It's why I keep telling you. I've been telling you for years. Stop supporting them. You know, with celebrities, why do you buy their albums? Why do you support these people? Right? And it's, again, it never stops because we give them a platform. Right? Here's another one. This teacher should never be allowed, you know, and we're talking about freedom of speech. This isn't a freedom of speech issue. When it comes to teachers, there is no freedom of speech. It's fact. When you teach, now, you're outside the classroom, you do whatever you want. Inside the classroom, you only teach fact. And fact that you can back up and not in some left-wing communist magazine. A Vanderbilt University assignment asked students whether the U.S. Constitution was designed to perpetuate white supremacy. And the correct answer to the question had to be true. So they were pushing for thought. They didn't want discussion. They wanted you to come over to their side and understand they were right. Too bad. Deal with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. A lot more after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. Look, head up to the website, read the articles. You know that, you know, I hate wasting time with this, but it seems like I have to remind people. First, if you're already giving us money, if you've already been donating money to the cause, God bless. Thank you for doing so. You know, the social justice boneheads, you know, with social platforms, really tough to get any traction there. We've all but given up on them. We're really, really, really close to a big announcement. And when I say that, not just myself, there's a bunch of us in the group, and they're talking to their people about it as well, but we've got a new video platform, a new Facebook type of platform, what have you, that a lot of us are moving over to, because frankly, it's too late. I'm not a defeatist. You guys know that. But you got a multi-billion dollar company. Unless they leave in masses, it's too late. You've allowed them to take over. We've allowed them to take over. We've, you know, I've been saying it for years. We're letting them get too big without any kind of oversight. Right? I mean, I'd be, if I had the money and the time, I'd be having all kinds of discrimination lawsuits against Facebook and others. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. As many of you know, I've already started to move over to Spreely, Spreely.com, Spreely.com. And there's a reason for that, and it's a darn good one, too, as far as I'm concerned, because they don't regulate my speech. There are a lot of good patriots over there that I'm working with or working with me. They don't regulate the speech. We can pretty much talk about anything we want to talk about short of killing people. Really. And nobody censors what I have to say or what I want to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And we're combining a lot of these together. I just don't want to give the traffic to Facebook. That's how they get paid. That's how they make money. That's how we make money. Traffic to our websites. Traffic, that's why I keep bringing it up. Go to the website. Check this out. Whatever. All right, back at it again. Also, a lot of you know that Dan Bongino has got an illness. I hope, for those of you who are praying, I hope you're praying for him. Okay? Let's not be stupid about it. Just because whether you agree or disagree with him or, you know, I mean, some of you feel like he's a little off, but I don't. I think he's a good guy. I think he's doing what he wants to do, what he believes to do is right. However, the ones we should be really working on, again, like I said, Vanderbilt University. Right? An assignment that said that these kids had to agree that the U.S. Constitution was designed to perpetuate white supremacy. You know, it only goes to show you that a Ph.D. in front of your name means nothing. I'm sorry, I know some of you can get mad at me, but it means nothing. That piece of paper you get at college means nothing. When you have a professor that comes back and is teaching that the Constitution was designed to perpetuate white supremacy, then they're off. They're being purposely dishonest. Because that's not what it meant. That's not what it was for. It was to actually give everybody the same freedoms. Oh, would you just talk to blacks? And okay, do your history. Do your check. Find out why it stayed that way. Find out why slavery lasted as long as it did in this country. When there were some from the beginning that were working against it. Were anti-slavery. From day one. You make it sound like they were all for it. But you know, some of you can't even tell me how many founding fathers there actually were. You see a picture, you think there were 12 of them. A Vanderbilt student who is currently enrolled in the course and asked to remain anonymous. You know, these kids are petrified. I don't blame them to a degree. They told Campus Reform that a question and answer came from a recorded lecture. All of the quizzes answered would come directly from the questions were exact quotes from the lecture. Even if the student disagreed with the statement about the original writing of the Constitution, they obviously weren't paying attention to the lecture. Now, I don't think you should be upset about losing a point when they didn't listen to instructions. The quiz was a requirement for a course called U.S. Elections, which, according to the school's website, is offered during presidential election years. The course examines presidential and congressional elections, recruitment of candidates, nomination process, financial campaigns or financing campaigns, media coverage, polling, and so on, all the way through. The university's course schedule states the online class has a capacity of 800 students, even though 825 students are currently enrolled. A screenshot of the course syllabus obtained says that the course is the largest class that Vanderbilt has ever taught. Students who submitted the tip wish to remain anonymous out of fear of retribution from the teacher, which is a common fear. The news source reached out to Vanderbilt several times. They're not interesting. They're not interested in really hitting this thing. Right? They haven't got a response yet. Of course they. How do you defend that? How would you defend that? You couldn't do it because it just means that it would show how ignorant you are. Look, if you haven't signed up for the email blast, head over to the website, therealside.com. Right? Up in the top right-hand corner, sign up for the email blast. There's just a lot going on there, a lot you might want to be part of or, you know about. I told you earlier about a professor. Now, these kids, your children, because they are children, they're locked in a room with these teachers, or they're subject to these teachers 8 hours a day, 6 to 8 hours a day. Right? It's just, again, I want to go back to understanding that your kids spend more time with their teachers than they do with you. So who has more influence on them? Right? And these are the kids you've brought up. You've told them how much we owe them or what they're entitled to. I don't know. They've got so much fear out there, and that's what causes us to do stupid stuff. The left, Antifa, and so forth, they've got you instilled with... Where's BLM, by the way? Seems to have died away a bit, hasn't it? Really, I mean, what about this ongoing push? Because there's so much injustice in the U.S. Maybe because the Dems have got all the money they need so far? You know their money, that's where their BLM money goes. It goes to the Democrat Party. Just go to their website. You can prove it on your own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
President Trump out of the hospital and back in the White House after a three-day stay at Walter Reed.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's considered in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, shot Monday. A five-year veteran did not survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I mean, I'm just going to go through. It's college campus crazy hour. And I want to go through some of the stuff your kids are learning. And they may not be learning some of the stuff, but here's the professors and what they think that are teaching your children. Why would you do that? Why would you subject your son or daughter to that? Would you send them to a school that taught them to hate their parents every single day? I mean, think about it. You've got another professor. This is great. You know, this is so easy to prove. The problem is that no parents, no teachers do it. Kids, I'm sorry. There's a professor at Hofstra University. And in a recent panel discussion on race and policing, the professor asserted that there's no evidence that police make people safer. There's no evidence that defunding the police will help address the real cause of violence. Right? Hofstra's University Center for Race, Culture, and Social Justice. The social justice term sends me into orbit. You know why? Because it means different things to different people. It's not an absolute. Now, in partnership with the Center for Civic Engagement, they hosted a panel that discussed defending the police. The panel consisted of Brooklyn College Professor of Society, Alex Vitale, Vassar College Visiting Associate Professor of Political Science, George Mayer, and a Union Baptist Church of Hempstead Pastor, Reverend Cedric Easley. Went on to say that there's absolutely no evidence that policing makes us safer. Mayor said that defunding the police will allow us to dedicate more resources to real causes of violence in communities. You know, by building a safety net and investing in public good schools and health care. We spend enough money on public schools, public goods, recreation activities. It doesn't help. The problem is you have no rules. There's no downside to breaking the law, really. Not anymore. Now, Mayer also is the author of Decolonizing Dialectics. And he's argued that the anti-colonial thinkers have resisted the historical determinism, teleology, Eurocentrism, and singular emphasis that some Marxism place on class identity. Come on, I mean, think about the terminologies they use. Think about what they're trying to push in. Think about how they're trying to make you feel so inadequate, because not only can't you understand some of their terminologies, but they're professors. They're visiting professors. I mean, seriously. How can you say they're wrong? Racism is not an accident. It's embedded in the very idea that certain communities can only have police when they have a problem. He also suggested that police don't need the tools of a gun, handcuffs, or tickets. Well, actually, they do. Really. Somebody gets out of hand, do you just want us just to put their knee in their back? Tie them down? What do you do? See, a lot of these people who talk about this stuff have never actually been in these situations. They've never actually been in the inner city or out in the rural areas to understand what goes on. Right? These professors concluded that the solution is to remove the police function and replace it with something that actually empowers communities. What is that? They use these, they're not even $6 words, they're $26 words. They use these $26 words, right, to try to make it sound like they have a clue, but none of it has been checked, pans out, or has any kind of documentation behind it for us to believe them. Along with being a professor at Brooklyn College, Vitaly is also the coordinator of a policing and social justice project. Now, the project advocates and supports organizing against harmful law enforcement strategies. Like, tell me, like what? Wouldn't that be better? And has provided guidance for social justice and criminal justice reform. One recent project from the initiative is a report critical of the New York Police Department and its gang policing policies. Well, you know what's really funny about this is you've seen in Chicago how these policies work. Just gets more black men killed by other black men. You look at New York City, crime has exploded 560-some-odd%. But why don't any of the professors acknowledge this? Are they dishonest? I'm just asking. Right? When you have it, they always talk to us about science and reality. Well, the reality is once you took these police divisions out of place, what happened? More people were raped. Yeah. You know, we're always talking about the rape culture, the left. How they, women should have a right. They should have a right to be able to walk the streets and not have anybody assault them. Now you pull the police away, they're being assaulted, and your response is, you need less police? Are you for real? Vitaly told Campus Reform that the communities with high levels of crime and disorder have also experienced systematic defunding of social services. Yeah, I'm not buying. Maybe the professor would like to give up some of his salary. A lot of these schools, these public schools, public higher learning facilities, right? The teachers are getting paid well, very well, and the kids aren't getting the education they should get. He goes on to say the communities, instead of being given, the police are given to them only as a tool to manage their problems. No, actually, the police are there in case you can't take care of yourself, in case you can't decide on your own to be human, in case you can't decide on your own to get along with the people in and around your community. He said, what we need to do is give communities the power to choose solutions that they think would be most effective in resolving the problems rather than having to choose between policing or nothing. Well, the choice is never between policing or nothing, between policing and or behaving yourself, and or doing the right thing, and or not infringing on somebody else's rights. That's what it's between. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, these colleges aren't even returning phone calls to talk about this stuff. Because they know how, really, frankly, they know how asinine they sound. That's why. It's just amazing. And we, again, let them get away with it. We always do. There's no, again, there's no stopping it if we won't get up in their faces in a positive way. No other way to put it. Let's see. Oh, there you go. That's my favorite. One of my favorites. The, you guys hear about the Catholic school student? Actually, he's a Catholic. And he got punished, basically, for believing, quoting, calling on, talking about Scripture. Now, who would ever think we've gotten to that point, we've got to that time in life, in the world, we're talking about God's love, would get you thrown out of college? Right? But there's no, yeah, listen, there's no assault on religion at all, is there? Conservative student at a Catholic college in New Hampshire was given a zero on an assignment after reportedly using exclusive language on gender when citing biblical texts. A Young American Foundation reported that St. Asaph College Professor Gilberto Ruiz called out a student for using the gendered language from the book of Genesis when referring to God creating man and mankind. How do you want him to refer to it? Gender fluid kind? I don't understand. The report said that the student received a zero grade because it was an all-or-nothing assignment. Since the use of mankind was gendered language, he got nothing. Kara Zupkis, a writer for YAF, she wrote on Twitter that the group was tipped off to the issue on a biased tip line. The student requested remain anonymous. We'll talk about what their response was, but think about that. You quote the Bible, you get thrown out in a Catholic school. We'll be back in a minute.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm back. Hopefully you are, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with us and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And the only way that happens is if you're involved and engaged and you're listening, you're paying attention. I mean, I think it was some of the classic, I don't know what do you call them? The craziest college stories that are still out there still apply to your kids. Professor says that she would restrain Trump forcibly and then have a psych check done on him. It's a college professor. Somebody teaching one of your kids. You've got a Roman Catholic college upset that somebody would actually quote or work with scripture from the Bible in a report they did. Isn't that cool? Unreal. So, the article goes on to say, the story goes on to say, Reverend Joseph Ruggieri, a Roman Catholic priest, he tweeted to Zupkus that he experienced the same kind of censoring while he was in the seminary in 1987. Gendered language is seen by many as the latest initiative by colleges across the U.S. to prove their wokeness. University of North Carolina Writing Center described one example of gendered language in the U.S., the Declaration of Independence. Because it says all men are created equal. It's just unreal. English was changed since the Declaration of Independence was written. The school wrote, most readers no longer understand the word man to be synonymous with person. Why? And it doesn't matter. It is not the way it was written. It was written using the word man with the understanding that, I see, we always have to dumb it down because we can't figure things out on our own, right? Why? When they wrote mankind or man, they were talking about mankind. They were not talking about just men. And if most readers, look at, if a professor says, well, most readers no longer understand the word man to be synonymous with person, that's your fault. What are you teaching them? What do we start there? Right? And you're going to penalize a student in a Catholic school for using biblical text? Are we serious now? But you guys keep promoting this because you keep allowing them to get away with it. That simple. You've even got, now you've got Cuomo threatening to shut down New York City synagogues. Now here's the thing. They're allowing bowling alleys and bars to be open. Anybody home? How does that work? You don't think after a night of heavy drinking there's going to be some close contact from people you don't know? Or are you that much of a whatever? Okay, let's go grab Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Well, my blood pressure, other than that.
Hey, I'm getting heated because I'm watching this leftist Democrat Markey go after Kevin O'Connor, and this is a mess. Is this what's going on with the rest of our country right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Markey's been around forever, too, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're cutting off Kevin O'Connor just like they were cutting off Trump at the debate. I mean,
yep. This
is bad over here.
Yep.
I got my ballot. I forgot to tell you, my ballot, I got a picture of it. It was folded in three.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if that's legal. Is that legal? Because some attorney told me that's not legal.
No, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be talking out of knowing for sure. But look at, they don't care anymore. The whole premise that there's some decorum there and that they really care and they really want to get along, that is all gone. For them, it's a full-out hate war on us, Ken. They could care less about what we think. We are wrong merely because we don't think like they do. Don't you agree?
No, I agree. Hey, and you know what? Piggyback on what you were talking about, religion and everything else. And I used to, in high school, you know, in the mid-90s, I was in high school, okay, so you can guesstimate my age, where, you know, critical thinking and actually thinking and memorizing was still, you know, at play and memorizing the times table card and not doing these wacky arrays and everything else like that. So I had this science teacher. He was an atheist, okay, which is good. That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. This is America last time I checked.
Right. Yep.
But I would always challenge him in about evolution. How? Why are you going to teach me something I don't believe? I'll learn it, but we used to go at it. And I was a smart aleck in, you know, in school and everything. But I would always challenge him with my religion because I'm a Christian, you know. I was a Catholic at the time, but I was converting to Christianity, you know, a Baptist kind of religion. And he would, you know, challenge me with these questions. And I'm like, okay, where did that come from? Okay, where did the, you know, if we came from monkeys and apes, where did the ape come from? Okay, where did the particles come from? Something had to come from somewhere. Oh, and you used to make me take off my shirt and go out in the hallway. And then one of the principals came by. He's like, why are you in the hallway with no shirt on? I'm like, that's the science teacher. I guess I really aggravated him.
See,
I can't make this up. This is my real guy.
But I went to parochial school. You aggravated a nun. It was a yardstick across the shoulders, and it was done with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one, two, three, done.
This was
done.
A trade school, though. I was in a trade school, so
oh, wow.
It was more conservative, blue-collar, working-class guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So to have this guy teach it, and one of my fellow students, he was like, you know, years later, I talked to him. He was used to be a mayor from around my area. And he was like, which was the science teacher? I'm like, I can't remember his name. If you show me the yearbook, I'd be able to point him out, you know, because I try not to remember people like that, you know.
You know, Ken, I get really mad at these people because they won't allow you to speak. They won't allow you to ask questions because they see it as you questioning them. You're questioning science. And listen, I've only got a couple of minutes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to one that I use all the time. So listen up, and thanks for calling the show. You know, to Ken's point, you teach your kids how to challenge respectfully, and then you can support them. And I remember, this is where I got this whole thing. And I remember challenging a teacher, not in a negative way. I just said, look, and I've used it on the show when I have atheists call the show. And no disrespect to atheists. Like Ken said, you're allowed to believe what you want to believe. So far, we still live in a country that allows you to believe or not believe in God. And I've always challenged them to say, look, you keep saying we're nuts as people of faith, that we believe in something that doesn't exist. My favorite explanation to prove that an atheist has more faith than we do as Christians is because think about something. They have to somehow believe that in this vast world of nothingness, remember, there was nothing, right? Something had to happen. There was nothing. So in this vast nothingness, somehow two atoms, just two, got together, found each other. I don't know who created those. In this wonderful, big, vast universe, okay, and they came to an intersection in this wonderful, big, vast universe. Are you getting where I'm going with this? And somehow, they found a way. They were so big, so huge, so humongous, that they collided with each other. And it created this big bang. And the bang set this shockwave out. And now the universe starts to create itself, if you would. Right? And then over the billion years now, the planets have formed. We have formed through the primordial sludge. Are you catching me? No, really, truly, no science to start with to believe on this stuff. They got to make it up as they go. And they have no transitional fossils to speak of. None. You would think with millions and millions and millions of species and years, you'd have some transitional fossils. You see where I'm going with this? And yet, they don't see that as faith. They can prove none of it. I go back to the beginning because they always say, well, where did God come from? Where did the space come from? Was it always here? Nobody created it? Where did the atoms come from that were, I mean, something had to be there. And you're telling me that it takes more faith to believe in a supreme being that decided to create the universe, that decided to create humans so he'd have a group to love and wanted love back. That's so hard to believe. That's so out there. No, apparently it's easier to believe that absolutely nothing existed. Everything was in a vacuum. Two atoms showed up out of nowhere. That I could go on. You know, I could go on and on with this. And that somehow is so much easier to believe. Really, get quiet in your living room and check yourself. I'm not kidding. Because I don't see how you can say that is much easier. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with me every day. So have a great rest of the day. Be careful. Don't do anything stupid. And you know what the word says? You even have to pray for your enemies. You pray for people in authority, whether you like them or not. We'll see you tomorrow.